Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A soon to be developed online portal will allow members of the public to upload footage and photographs of road traffic offences that they see being committed. But it's now likely that along with an online report, you're also going to have to present at your local Garda station to make a written statement and for the footage you submit to be downloaded in the presence of a Garda. Well, Brian O'Connell has this story for us now. So Brian, we've often heard those Garda appeals for dash cam footage once there has been an incident on the road. People will have heard that on the news and in news reports, but some people aren't happy with this proposal.
Yeah, this is a new proposal. It comes from the government's road safety strategy. It aims to essentially reduce the number of deaths and serious injury on the roads by 50% over the next 10 years. One of the ideas was this online portal for road users. Essentially, it would allow you to upload footage of road traffic offences which could assist in prosecutions. Gardaí wouldn't give me a precise timeline for this, but it would seem it's progressing. IrishCycle.com reported this just won't be a simple matter of taking a video or a photograph of an offence that might be happening and then uploading it to the portal, and essentially you might think that's your job done. It's likely you're going to have to, as you said, present at a Garda station to make a written statement. You can't do that online. And then you'll have to present the footage to be downloaded in the presence of a Garda. This, some campaigners say, kind of misses the whole point of being able to report these offences through a new online portal.
Well, it's certainly less convenient, and you have an update for us from the Garda press office, but you spoke to one cyclist who has really strong views on this.
Well, as I said, this issue didn't come to light until cycling campaigners were briefed on how it was planned to roll out this proposal, and they began asking questions about how it might work. Now, one of those keen cyclists who was very welcoming of an online portal like this is Mark Rose. As well as cycling quite a bit himself, his children walk to school every morning, and he has seen numerous offences over the years. He would welcome a very easy and a fast way to report offences like this, but now he has concerns.
I'm passionate about road safety. I do a little bit of cycling. My wife walks our kids to school every day, so we're road users. We see a lot, and there's some interesting things happening with the legislation at the moment. So there's a new online portal that's been promised for years. It's actually coming now. Which is great news. Everybody's looking forward to it. Citizens will be able to publish footage, so dash cam footage, footage from GoPros on helmets or a smartphone, will be able to give evidence to the Gardaí for road traffic offences. So think about speeding, red lights, texting while driving. All of these things are definitely contributing to deaths. However, so it's an online portal, and they're saying it will have an offline step. So the whole point of an online portal is that we'll be able to give clear footage showing a road traffic offence with, let's say, the registration of the car. All our cameras on our phones now are extremely clear, good quality. It's actionable evidence, but they're saying that we'll have to travel to a Garda station after that to make a written statement. Why not make the statement online? So I can pay my bills online, I can do my tax return online, I can renew a passport online. I think it's possible that we can make a statement online or a declaration. And if the Attorney General or somebody tells us that we can't, then listen, Brian, we have legislators. They want road deaths to decrease. They want enforcement. It's doable. The legislation can change if the will is there.
So cyclist Mark Rose also, Claire, pointed to the way this works in the UK, where in areas such as London, for example, you can upload footage of an alleged offence and you don't have to present in person.
In London at the moment, not all of the UK, but certain jurisdictions, including London, the people can upload the footage like we will be able to do soon, which is great. But they make their statement online. There's no Garda station visit. So think about it this way. If you go onto Amazon.com and you want to make a purchase, there's a buy with one click button. There's not a button that says buy with one click, then travel to your post office or do seven other steps. Is it a good use of Garda time that we have to travel to the station, go in, sit down with a Garda for 30 minutes? I'd rather that Garda be out in his squad car than be sitting with me for 30 minutes.
Is one of the reasons you have to go to a Garda station is that they need to validate in person the footage, so they need to see it downloaded from your phone, for example?
Yeah, there are technical solutions or technological solutions to every problem. So They can validate whether footage has been amended or changed or whether it's raw footage. There are systems that can do that. We all have a camera in our pocket and we're ready to do it. There's people that are fed up of texting with driving through red lights. My kids are crossing the pedestrian crossing every day and people drive straight through the pedestrian crossing. And at best, you might get a wave as an apology. So they know there are no consequences. If there's a consequence of the footage, very clear footage, with a declaration or a statement made online, then the penalty points will arrive in the post. So do we want more people to report dangerous driving, or do we want less people to report dangerous driving? I think the will is out there. The cameras are there in each of our pockets. Let us do this and don't put unnecessary steps in our way.
Very clear views from Mark Rose. Now, you got a legal take on this, Brian, but what did the Gardaí have to say about how it will work?
Yeah, I asked the Garda press office about reports that it won't be an exclusively online reporting system. And they confirmed that they are developing this modern legal platform to manage all the different types of footage they get in. It's going to be called Digital Evidence Management System, and it's going to facilitate the transfer of third-party video to An Garda Síochána. They say a common misconception is that a member of An Garda Síochána can provide an unsolicited, unverified digital image in court as evidence, and this is not possible. They say they must be able to prove the veracity of the image, therefore they can't accept unsolicited images. They need to engage with the witness and prove the footage. They need to arrange for a direct in-person download of the footage, and they need to take a statement from the witness. The third party must be available to attend in court and may be required to prove the digital image. They say each complaint investigation is progressed on an individual basis.
Doesn't sound like there's much room for manoeuvre there. And legally then, there are reasons perhaps why additional steps are required if you're uploading footage online like this through a portal.
Yes, so the way evidence is tested and presented in court cases here and previous case law does seem to indicate solely relying on submissions online may be tested strongly in court. I spoke with solicitor Simon McGarr of McGarr Solicitors, and he pointed to case law here which might make it difficult to have a solely online portal for reporting traffic offences like this.
In Ireland, we have a precedent case from the Supreme Court which says that CCTV footage should be treated just the same as any other evidence, and there should be a proper chain of title, and that it is as it was the day it was taken. And for that, typically what happens is you get the person who took the video to give evidence. So there's a lot to be said for the guard's caution on that front. So even if you can't use the footage for the prosecution on its own, it could well be that there's a sufficiently serious traffic crime or crime that the guards become aware of through receiving this information, which would allow further investigation. Yes, caution is warranted. The UK has created portals such as this, but on the basis of the uploaded information, some parts of the UK have seen police services actually proceeding to prosecutions on foot of information. We should recognise that there is a danger in presuming that technically created evidence is accurate always. We've seen that danger in the presumption that was given to the post office scandal software evidence, where it was presumed it must be right, and it left the unfortunate post office workers having to prove their innocence. It reversed the burden of proof on them. But that isn't to say that I think that there isn't value in seeing, well, is there any way to reduce the friction to allow Gardaí to take effective action in upholding those traffic laws, which are to the benefit of everyone.
Just given that we can conduct so much of our business online, does it not seem a bit archaic that I have to present at a Garda station to make a written statement?
And there we come down to the question of what is the means by which the Gardaí can take evidence? So that comes down to operational standards that the guards are applying, that they want to meet a person face to face. And again, that's important in some areas where there may be a suggestion of, you know, if I'm looking at you through a Zoom call, then maybe I don't know what else is happening just out of shot in terms of potential pressure, etc., all of which can be dealt with by actually sitting in a room with a guard taking a piece of evidence. I mean, we do want criminal justice to work to the gold standard of evidence. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that any prosecutions are both valid and secure. But that doesn't mean that we can't try and find ways to reduce the friction, whatever those ways might be.
All right. Whatever the ways might be the crucial bit of that. That's Solicitor Simon McGarr. Any idea when the portal might be up and running?
Well, the Department of Justice referred me to the Garda Press Office. They say any issues around this are operational matters for the Gardaí. The Garda Press Office wouldn't be drawn exactly on when it might be up and running, except to say a precise timeline would be announced at a later date. So that's an update on the timeline, which will be later. It'll be announced.
Brian, thank you so much. Brian O'Connell reporting there.